Good evening and welcome back to Bedtime Stories with Thompson. We're reading The Wizard of Oz by L. Frank Baum. And we're on chapter
18, The Fighting Trees.
All right, let's hear it.
The next morning, Dorothy and her friends said goodbye to the guardian of the gate and left the Emerald City. The first day's journey was through the green fields and bright flowers that stretched around the Emerald City on every side. That night they slept on the grass and looked up at the velvet sky filled with stars. In the morning they traveled until they came to a forest. The forest was very thick, and there seemed to be no way to go around it, so they looked for the place where it would be the easiest to get into the forest. The scarecrow discovered a big tree with wide-spreading branches that would allow everyone to pass underneath. But just as he came under the first branches, they bent down and twined around him. The next minute, he was lifted from the ground and thrown through the air. This did not hurt the scarecrow, but it surprised him, and he looked dizzy when Dorothy picked him up. Because he's made with straw. Here's another space between the trees called the lion. Let me try it first, said the scarecrow. For it does not hurt me to be thrown around. He walked up to another tree, but immediately its branches grabbed him and tossed him back again. This is very strange, said Dorothy. What shall we do? The trees seem to have made up their minds to fight us and stop our journey, said the lion. Let me give this a try, said the tin man. He put his axe up on his shoulder and walked up to the first tree that had thrown the scarecrow in the air. When a branch bent down to grab him, the tin man chopped it in half. The tree began shaking in pain, and the tin man walked safely under it. Come on, he shouted to the others, hurry up! They all ran forward and passed under the tree without being hurt. The other trees did not try to stop them, so they decided that only the first row of trees could bend down their branches, and that these were the police force of the forest, who tried to keep strangers away. The travelers walked to the edge of the forest. Then, to their surprise, they saw a high wall which seemed to be made of china. It was smooth like the surface of a dish, and much higher than their heads. What will we do now, said Dorothy. I will make a ladder so that we can climb over the wall, said the Tin Man. The end.
And that's all we have time for. That's the end of chapter 18. We'll be back for the next show. Good night.
Good night. And we're still going to do three more shows.